and had a big concrete trough outfit, you know, and they'd draw this water and pour it in this deal, you know, and it would come up in a big trough, you know, pipes, you know, and it would come up in them, that big trough. The stock could go there and drink out of that.
I see. How would they boil the water in the fireplace? Do they have an arm?
Well, they usually had a hook fixed over the fire there. When I was raised up, it was all chimneys, you know. When I was a kid, everybody had a chimney, you know. And then in the wintertime, of course, in the summer, they didn't keep fire in. They had a cook stove, but they cooked a lot of things right there in that fireplace.
They did.
They had it was kind of usually arched over, you know, under there, fixed. Had some irons circled out and then built out of rock, you know, in that fall. And they had a deal of hanging down there, a hook. And you could hook these old-fashioned dinner pots, you know. I guess you've seen them. Just
about a gallon?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They'd hook them old-fashioned dinner pots. You could just hook them in there on that hook, you know. Have a lid on them. And they could cook all day there in the wintertime, or you cook stuff right there, you know. And that's the way they'd do it, or when they was there at that. They'd heat water there, you know, at that, or, and get some coals over there and make coffee, you know, while they're frying something else.
Let's go back to the fireplace in your house. Did your mother ever make bread or anything in the fireplace?
Yeah.
She did. Would you tell me about that?
Well, we had an old skillet, you know, old Dutch oven, some called them. And,
did it have legs on it? Or
yeah, little short have? Legs. It got three little legs on the bottom of them.
Uh-huh.
And they'd rake out coals. They wouldn't put that just right back in that fire there. They'd rake out some coals there on what we call a hearth, but it wouldn't plumb out, but what the smoke would go up the chimney. And they had a lid, big heavy or cast lid that fit on that thing. It had a kind of a loop deal on the top, and they had an old poker with a hook on it to hook that with, you know, to handle it around. And they'd put bread or whatever they wanted to cook, if they wanted to cook bread in that. And it, all that was good bread, or we thought it was, mm-hmm. I guess it was.
Mm-hmm. That would be right down on the coals?
Yeah, they'd set that down, you know, and roll them, take the poker and bring them coals in around it, you know, nice. There. And
so you didn't have any iron things that held up the fire?
In the main part there, them we called them fire dogs, you know.
Fire dogs. Well, yeah. Where would the Dutch oven be? Where the fire dogs were?
They'd be out in front of them.
In front, I
guess. It'd be kind of on the hearth, on the beginning of the hearth back there, you know, where it gets level. You'd have to get out there where it gets level. And that's where they'd be. And yeah, they had fire dogs there. And that's what we called them, fire irons, some called them, but we always called them when we was kids, it's fire dogs, that's all we knew of calling them. And they'd bake bread or bake sweet potatoes or parch peanuts, or my uncle didn't think you could parch a peanut in a stove on a, he said it had to be parched in one of those old Dutch ovens, you know.
Uh-huh.
And they'd heat that old lid, lay it up on the fire there while they're getting things ready here, you know, and getting their bread or what it is. They'd have that thing up there on the heating, you know.